وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the self, the soul, if we can use that term, even though there is a big difference between the soul and the self, but sometimes it's used for the same thing. So the self and nafs is what transgresses against itself and against other people. Because we're trying to maintain human rights here, right? So we have to begin with ourselves. So when we look at ourselves, we have to begin with tazkiyah, with purification. And Islam really emphasized more than any other religion on this notion, the notion of purification of morals and ethics. That's why we find in the Quran the verses and the stories that have moral lessons and moral commands are more than the verses that talks about ahkam, that talks about laws. So there's more akhlaq. Allah concentrated more on the akhlaq of the person rather than ahkam. Because a person who has no akhlaq will not respect the ahkam. If a person has no morals, no ethics, he's not going to respect the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one who has akhlaq, who has ethics and morals, will be obedient to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we see the ahadith from the Prophet, the ahadith from the infallible Imams alayhim as-salam, all of them, the majority of their ahadith are moral ahadith, while the hadith that deals with laws, halal and haram, are very few compared to the tazkiyatun nafs, self-purification. So that tells you that there's something that is really important here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to get through to me and you. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said to him, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Maddeen, what is religion? فَقَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet replied to him, حُسْنُ الْخُلُقُ. You want to know what deen, religion is? Husnul khuluq, having good ethics, good manners, the best of them, obviously. So this person was facing the Prophet from the front. Then this person is smart enough. He was trying to get more answers of the Prophet. He went to his right-hand side. He says to him, Ya Rasulullah, mad deen, O Prophet, Messenger of Allah, what is religion? Again, the Prophet said to him, Husnul khuluq, the best of ethics and morals. Then the person went to the left side of the Prophet and he said to the Prophet, Maddeen, what is religion? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said to him, Husnul khuluq. And do you think this man stopped there? No. He went behind the Prophet, behind his back, and said to him, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Maddeen, what is religion? This man really emphasizing on understanding what religion is. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ama tafqah? Don't you understand? What am I speaking to you like in a different language? Huwa an la taghdab. He gave him just one tiny speck of akhlaq. He says to him, Ad-deen first, is not to get angry. And how many of us have applied this, is that we don't get angry. We get angry at the worst of things. Let us take a short break, and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying that we need to understand that tazkiyatun nafs and working on ourselves and purifying ourselves for the sake of becoming better human beings, to live amongst others, it is a duty upon me and you that if I and you do not work on ourselves, not only we will harm ourselves, but we will harm other people in the process. So when we look at the self, there are a few things we need to understand. So what is the nafs here? And what is the soul? Are they both the same or are they different? So we have to understand that the nafs, the human soul itself, it has different dimensions. It has different spectrums. One, it has the capacity to grow, the capacity to be educated, the capacity to become more understanding. In the same way that the body grows, so does the self, so does the soul. They have that capacity to grow as well. It has that capacity. So we can't say that this person is bad and he will always be bad, or this person is good and he will always be good. There is no such a thing as that. A human being will always develop. There's always development when it comes to his self or when it comes to his soul. So keep that in mind. Two, the human soul or the human self, it has a dimension of movement, desire, and anger. So it has an animalistic side to it. So in the same way that other animals have this aspect, they have the aspect of movement because they need to go eat, they need to go sleep, they need to do things. They have the desire to also eat, sleep, and drink. And they have the desire to get angry and, you know, fight and defend for themselves. So it has that aspect. Three, it has the aspect of seeking perfection. Human beings within themselves, they have the dimension of seeking perfection. Because a human being can understand, can reason, and has intellect. And this is the most important aspect of the human being that me and you, we need to work on, is to elevate our understanding, to elevate our thinking to a better level, to a higher level. So if we want to encompass these two together, we can say the following, that the human being has two levels, two dimensions, two aspects, call it whatever you like. It has the worldly dimension as well as it has the divine dimension, if I can use that word, which is a higher level, which is the intellectual level, the spiritual level. So we need to work on both. We need to maintain one, keep it under leash. At the same time, we need to increase and grow and nourish the other one. In the same way that I care about my body and I try to make it healthy and safe and fit, I need to also work on my mentality. Because I live amongst people with my logic before my body. So it is important that I work on that. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.